This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Dear Lizzie and Dan, you've discussed tips for controlling one's interruptions in regular conversation, things like not saying everything you think and not inserting every relevant story you may have. But what about social media? For instance, when someone posts a cute story about their kid, is it proper to comment with something similar that happened to one of my children? I'm not talking about posting over and over again unless drawn into a conversation with the thread's owner. Or am I then hijacking the thread?
I think you are right to be concerned about this, but I think there's really different levels of hijacking a thread. So say, like, I post a picture of my amazingly adorable, cute, one-month-old nephew, Jasper.
Naturally.
And then you, Dan, went and posted a picture of Anisha, like, right below it. Like, is that undercutting the cuteness of my photo? Is it, like, hijacking the stream? What do you think?
I would never do such a thing.
Thank you.
But I think that's a good example.
Yeah.
You don't want to be caught in one-upsmanship or comparative conversation. Oh, you this? Well, then I do this, and you do this, and I do this. I love the broad thinking here of addressing social media as a conversation.
Yes.
Because it really is, it's a conversational medium. It's about that back and forth that...
It's connecting.
I think it's a really good way to think about it. And I think it's really useful. And sometimes when I'm teaching social media skills for business, I'll advise people to use those conversation tiers that we talk about, the tiers of a good conversation. Tier one, small talk territory, safe subjects.
Soda flavors.
Things like soda. I think you're actually in pretty good shape. You can talk pretty freely in that territory.
Yeah.
And I think it's seen as generous participation.
Okay, cool.
You were talking about not worrying too much about the level that you participate. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I think in some ways, it's about that engagement. And it shows sort of a willingness to participate that I think is friendly.
But it also does mimic an in-person conversation in that, so my friend always posts those things that are like, if your life was a movie, what would the title be? You know what I mean? And then people post really funny things. You don't walk into that conversational thread and say, it was my birthday yesterday, I had chocolate cake. Like, no, that's like, what? Non sequiturs don't work that well on social media.
Just like they don't in person. Also, as in person, you are careful with those controversial, potentially difficult topics and subjects where you can't gauge someone else's reply. And in those tiers, religion, politics, but also family and finance.
Yep.
When we start talking about comparing baby photos, I think that's a perfect example where the spirit could be, look, adorable, similar outfits, cute. Yeah. And someone else might start to feel like, are they comparing children here? It's subtle territory, but I still think that some of those distinctions can be helpful when deciding about what are good ways to participate.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the distinction in this question about this being different and really viewed as a different concern than the question of volume.
Yes.
That there is something to stalking people or spamming people that starts to get awkward and strange. You know, every time I post something, the same person
comments.
Pops up.
Yeah.
And no one else does, and they don't seem to recognize the level of participation that's appropriate here, but that's really a different issue than the question of am I taking this subject too far afield?
Mm-hmm.
Are these appropriate subjects? What are appropriate variations to introduce into a conversation, and when does it become that awkward non sequitur, which I think is a really intelligent way to be thinking about how to participate well.
We hope that that gives you some thoughts. Those are definitely the first off perspectives that Dan and I have on this subject. And we are dying to hear our audience perspective. We want to broaden this. Those of you that use social media a lot, what are the ways you feel comfortable jumping in and participating on threads? For those that don't use social media a lot, what do you think about it when you hear about topics like this? So send us your feedback ASAP.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.